Hey, everybody, what's going on? We're here. We're back. We're live. Happy Wednesday night to you and yours. Bay Ragney Show, live with my good friends, old Philly friends in the house tonight, Damian and Bert from Monte Carlo. We're going to talk to them in a second. But before we get into that, I got to tell you that this show and all of our shows here are brought to you by Bombers and Sleeves. They are the lifestyle and apparel brand that's dedicated to bringing the war on self-doubt. This is for the bold, the fearless, and the authentic souls who never back down, and they wear it all in their sleeves. Bomb your boundaries today. Shop bombersandsleeves.com. And, you know, you can get cool stuff like this 6-1 vibe. They have 6-1 vibe hats, shirts, you know, do the whole 6-1 vibe like you're down here in Nashville, but take it around the world. Bombersandsleeves.com. So here they are from Snowmageddon, Philadelphia.
It's horrible.
Damien and Bert from Monte Carlo. Did you guys ever expect to hear that being said?
No. I mean, I got to be honest. It kind of feels a little weird, but because when we started, I wanted to get Bert and then, you know, have like a bunch of different guests and just use my name, but it kind of just kind of took off and, you know, here we are.
No, I got like Bert, like when I talked to Damian last time about all this, you know, like when I first started hearing these songs come out, like I'm sure most people that really know Damian were probably surprised because they were probably figuring something more, you know, glam rock, you know, old school punky poppy, something along those lines, grungy gutter. Yeah. And we got like this more like heavy metal, grungy Alice in Chains style thing. And yeah, like when he started sending the music over to you, were you shocked like everybody else was when we started hearing this stuff?
No, not at all. I knew what I was going to do with it. So, you know, when I heard it, I was like, me and Dame wrote off and on for years. We just never did nothing together. We almost did something together once and then it kind of fell through. And then once he was doing the mock stuff and I was doing 20 other different things, you know, between both of us, it's so confusing. People are like, what band are they in? They give us a different link every week to something. And it's confusing to us, too, you know? But when he sent me this stuff, my go-to, probably my range is right in that Stone Temple, Alice in Chains kind of thing. That's my first go-to. And then you might get like a little Bon Jovi or Vince Neil kind of splashed in there. But I kind of just do what I do, and it went in that grunge direction a little bit, you know? So, but I know Dame's playing. Dame does a little bit of everything. So I was cool with it, you know?
Now, that's a funny thing you said, though, too. Like, you guys have never, like, you never got a chance to do anything together over all these years. And, like, I guess now with the pandemic and everything, you still haven't gotten a chance to truly be in a room together and play music.
Right. Exactly.
Right now, we're just kind of, you know, I guess laying a foundation. And, you know, it's a perfect time to do that. I mean, this way, when everything opens up, you know, if we ever, you know, put a band together around, you know, around this, we'll be ready to go, just like an established band, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the one cool thing about working with Dame is that we're quick. Everything we do is quick. There's no waiting around. There's no, I'll get back in 2 days. I sent you a 3-minute song. It took you 3 days to listen to. That's all the bullshit. we all dealt with everybody. And I love everybody I play with. But when I talk to a guy and he's like, oh, yeah, I said that song 3 days ago. I didn't get around to it. It's fucking poop. It's 3 minutes long. Sorry, babe. I didn't know if you could. I couldn't upgrade. Fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. We're Philly guys. Come on, you got fucking curse.
It's 3 minutes long, you lazy fuck. Listen to it. So fuck. Nobody's life's that important. Come on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we send each other stuff. We, you know, we listen to it immediately, and then we're right, you know, we get right down to working on it. Like, I got to do something, man. I just can't sit around waiting on people, waiting forever. You know, I got to stay busy. Like, and I haven't felt creative in a really long time. So when all this stuff happened, I was like, you know, I'm just going to do my own thing and whatever happens, you know, I got friends. And, you know, Bert was the first guy I contacted because we had a song that we never really didn't. We had quite a few songs we never really did anything with that we wrote years ago. So we kind of got all that stuff out of the way and released now. And, you know, now we're just doing all new stuff. And, you know, we were working on like a bunch of stuff at the same time, you know, a bunch of different tunes we got going on. Always, you know, always bouncing off ideas like nonstop.
Yeah. Like last night, we're ready to start working on the second EP. We got 2-3 songs almost done for the second EP. So we're just going to bounce out 6 at a time. And just so people have enough to digest where it's not too much, we hit them 1 a month. We hit them with the EP a month or 2 after that. Maybe take a break for a couple weeks and start pounding out new stuff. So we're always active.
Yeah, I was wondering that. Like, so is this like, I guess the first EP officially done now? Is this it, these 5 songs or?
Yeah,
we're out.
We got 6 songs, yeah.
It'll be 6. Yeah, we put it out. We released 5 singles already. The 6th and final song for the EP is being mixed right now. I think it's
okay.
I think it's there now. So it'll be out probably sometime this month. We'll put out the 6 songs as a package.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as the next song, that'll probably come out probably next month for the second EP. So
yeah.
Now
we're banging them out.
You both, we talked about this last time, Damien, and Bert, I'd like to get your input too on this. Like, you guys got to be kind of really shocked and blown away by the reception you've got. I mean, you're getting, like, a shit ton of streams. You're getting more streams than, like, bands that people have known for 10 to 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are doing very successful with the whole Spotify thing right now. How blown away is the reception been to you guys?
It's pretty overwhelming. I mean, I've just been really I've been just doing a lot of research on how to, like, the whole streaming thing works, and, you know, just trying to get it to the right people and get it on playlist and that sort of things. You really got to know how to work it, or else you're going to be sending the same streaming links every day to the same 50 people, and they're going to get sick of you. So
right.
there's other avenues to get your music out there. You know, it's like, so I'm just kind of like reading a lot and asking friends and, you know, picking people's brains on how to do this. And it's working. I mean,
that's the thing, like this whole,
the marketing's better.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Like, yeah, of course, naturally there's a whole marketing and promotion side to it, but there is truly a whole science to all of this stuff.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. I mean, there's you have to find the algorithms and shit like that. It's weird. It's not music. It's more like science. You got to find the science of the promotion aspect of how things are now, because it's a different world and it's constantly changing. And if you don't keep up, man, you're just going to get left in the dusk. You know, it's like you got to keep on progressing and going with the times, you know, or try to keep up at least.
That's why we did the single thing first, because if we release 5 or 6 songs once, they're going to get picked apart little by little. We do one at a time. Every song gets a chance. It won't be like, all right, I got 5 songs. If you're an unsigned band, I don't care how good you are. After 2 or 3 songs, it just starts to blend in. If you give them some time to digest each song, they'll go back and listen to it and maybe look forward to the next one you release, you know?
See, I'm a big fan of what you just said there, Bert. Like, because I've seen a lot of bands over the last so many years, they just start truly bombarding the system with songs, and they don't let a song breathe with an audience and let people soak it in and enjoy it and really truly get to like and love the song. They're hitting you with one song, and then boom, they're hitting you with another song. It's like, I didn't get used to the first song yet. And, you know,
it gets lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not like back in the day where, you know, if you took home an album like Appetite for Destruction, and you go, okay, I know a tune off of this, and then a song you did, like, you know, 6 months later, you might like it because you let it, you know, it wasn't as easy as it is now where you can just fast forward real quick. You had a cassette tape. It was a pain in the ass to fast forward, so you kind of listened to it because you didn't feel like fast forward, and you're like, oh, you know what, I like this song now. Sometimes it takes a little bit for something to settle in, you know?
Absolutely.
To grow, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how about, is there a band lineup to this yet, or is it just you two guys and, you know, a revolving door, like almost kind of like a Dead Daisies type thing? Like, any idea what it's going to look like?
No, it's just the two of us right now, and you know, I can't do guitar solos, so I'll call up, you know, a couple buddies of mine. I'll get, you know, Rick Haas, who I play with Mach 22 with. He did a few solos for us, and he adds a lot of cool ideas, like little parts that are like hidden underneath that really give the songs like depth, you know. And then another buddy of mine I play with, this another young guy, Cooper Boyd, he did a solo for us. And as far as bass, I played bass on a couple songs, but we got Jaron Jolino, who I play with. He's with Tantric now. He did a song. He's going to do another song. Got a couple other friends that are going to play on some other tracks.
Ahmed's going to play on a track, right? We got Ahmed playing on a track. We got Joe Mouse set up to play on a track. It seems like all these bass players, like we couldn't find a bass player that was playing bass players. It's great, though. I mean, it's great. It's different tastes. Like I said, Joe Mal, Ahmed, Jaron. I mean, then we got two of the best up-and-coming guitar players. I shouldn't even say up-and-coming because they're both great already. You got Cooper and you got Rick. Unbelievable. Rick on a tune that's going to be on the next EP we started playing around with now. Rick's doing this crazy Def Leppard guitar picking thing. It's insane. I never heard anybody do it before. Never. So it's like, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're lucky. We're really lucky to have people that dig the stuff that are either helping us out because they like to do it. And I'm stoked. If we can get a lineup, like a super lineup like that, I'd be tickled pink. But it depends with every, you know, what everybody's availability is and time and all that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I'm like, you know, the outsider looking in, like almost kind of seeing this thing as like a Philadelphia All-Stars group.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean... We're just, me and Bert are doing the writing, and we're just contacting people that we'd like to work with that had the same work ethic and could add, you know, way much more to the songs, right. Like I asked Jaron to play on a song because I could hear his style on that. You know, I'm not going to ask some completely different person to play something that is kind of like out of their box, you know? So, you know, we have people in mind that would be good for certain things. And, you know, so far everyone is cool enough to, lend a hand and help us out.
Yeah, man, definitely. Definitely. Hey, Froze, are you there?
But I know that feeling when you're creating music and getting it out, you're able to get it out there for people to hear, but you want to get out there and freaking play this stuff for people. I mean, you guys got to be chomping at the bit to get out.
Personally, I'm not. I'd rather get out there when everything's open 100% instead of playing to like a minimum capacity in front of 10, 15, 20 people, you know, and it also gives us time to build up our songs. And, eventually when we have enough songs, like, which we're almost there, then we'll get other people involved and maybe we'll start exploring that, you know?
Yeah. It is so much easier just working with two guys as the foundation. It really is. Because when there's four or five, it just gets wacky, you know? Or everybody eventually gets wacky.
This is true. This is true. Now, how about will there gonna be any like physical copies of this the EP put out or future EPs or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I would love to do the vinyl. It's just too damn expensive, you know.
We were talking about that. Like maybe after the second EP is done and we have some money, maybe we could get a vinyl made. Put them both together. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. That would be cool. How about you guys? Like, I was wondering too, because now you guys are doing a podcast together. Do you think your guys, your friendship has gotten closer over all this?
Yeah, we always been tight. We always been pretty tight. But yeah, definitely. I would say we would talk to each other maybe once a month, once every 2-3 months. Now we talk to each other probably a couple times a day. We're always bouncing ideas back and forth.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say we were friends before. We're definitely closer now, even closer.
Yeah,
we come from the same area, the same you know, we're just like each other the way we talk, the way we act. We know what each other's kind of, we know where they're coming from. We know how to take each other, you know. I'm like, cool, baby. Yeah. Yo, Dan, was I a little cranked, a little rough? You're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't want to come up with a jerk off, you know.
Now, would you, let me, well, Bert, are you doing any other musical projects besides this one right now?
Society RX is kind of on the back burner. I don't even know what's going on with that, to be honest with you. Everybody's kind of doing other things with that, and I wouldn't say that it's folded, but right now I'm focused on this. You know, I'm really focused on this right now.
So that leads me to you, Damien. Do you think this has become like your more of his eyes just went, uh-oh. Do you think this has become more of your main focus over Mach 22 now?
Yeah, it absolutely has. And in fact, you know, Lamont hit me up yesterday and just wanted to know, you know, pretty much what was going on. You know, I just told him like, this is my focus right now. It's going really well. If more than anything, it fulfills a creative need in me, you know, that it's, right. That I haven't felt in a long time. And then I'm not going to stop this or put this aside
sure.
to do something else. You know, what I'm feeling right now is like something that I don't care if, you know, if Mach 22 is getting signed or whatever, doing, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's not going to make me change. I guess to me, this creative need is more important than anything, yeah. You know?
You think that's kind of like a sign of the times in the last year, like what everybody's going through where, you know, we've been kind of prisoner to a point. You guys more so up there than me down here, but do you think that's kind of like changed your outlook on things where you're more focused on truly just being able to be creative instead of, you know, focus on live shows and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I think there's no, because everything is shut down or, you know, limited capacity or whatever, I think there's no distractions, you know? There's nothing, you know, I'm like, this band doesn't have all these, isn't doing all these gigs, and the other band, you know, because I like to play with a different bunch of different people, but nobody's doing anything. So I have nothing pulling me in 3-4 different directions. It's just this. And, you know, and that's probably what I needed for years. You know?
I'm wondering now too, and I'm not saying this would be you, Damien, or even you, Bert, or, I'm thinking musicians as a whole in the whole business. Do you think they would look at this now where just that you've seen so many people like yourselves and even, you know, the big name guys being pulled in so many directions, do you think it's kind of changed their outlook where they might just like go back to more of the old school way of kind of like almost focusing on one thing, putting all their heart into one thing instead of 3, 4, 5 different projects?
It's confusing right now. It really is. I don't know who's in what, even with the big band.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing, I guess they're getting paid. Maybe that's why they do a lot of that other work, which makes sense. You know, they got to make a living. But at the same time, on our level, it's just like, yeah, I need to focus on one thing. I'd rather just focus on one thing if I could. Because it all bleeds into each other. You know, me and Dame have this thing with writing where anything goes. I mean, I don't want to say we type a song, but if it's not a metal song and it's something else, and if it's good, it's good. I don't care if it's fucking ska. Not saying we'll do it, but it doesn't matter. If it's a good song, it's a good song. There's no limits, right. Man. No limits.
Now, do you see yourself, you guys, doing any covers down the road? I mean, that's something that's really become so big in the industry. You know, do you see yourself throwing any covers in there at any point or just focusing on the originals or...
Yeah, the final song on the EP is a cover.
Okay.
And it's you know, it's an obscure one. It's a Rocky Erickson tune, Night of the Vampire, which, you know, we were doing our podcast Halloween songs, like that came up, and I think Bert mentioned, you know, that would be a cool tune, and I was like, yeah, how about this tune from Rocky Erickson, because he put out this album. It's all pretty much like kind of like horror Halloween based.
Yeah.
And so He's like really underrated, and it was a really good tune. But we kind of put our own spin on it, and it's, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's talk about like no rules. There's like not an electric guitar on this song, so.
I didn't know that.
Is that why Damien put a post up the other day where he was asking somebody to help him out figure out like where this keyboard sound came from with his song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
the Rocky thing. It was Cool the Gang.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't for this particular song. It's and I don't have anything in mind for it, but I definitely want to use that for something, you know, later down the road.
But yo, guess what? That sound. I listened to that Cool the Gang song. Oh my god, it's the same brand.
It's the same thing.
It's keyboard thing, it's the same thing.
The same.
Matter of fact, I was with Meanie the other day. I mean, Meanie listened to the music. Oh my god, it's the same thing, you know. Listen to music. He told me to tell you hello. He told me to tell
you hello. I miss it so much. I miss all you guys, man. Is what's the name of it, as a matter of fact? McCluskers?
No,
not yet. Not yet.
Really?
Yeah, they're closed for now. But them guys have a podcast now called The Prisoners of Rock and Roll, and it's awesome. They do a podcast now with another guy. It's awesome. Really good.
Yeah, see, like, yeah, down here, dudes, man, stuff's open. Like, you know, it's not full capacity. I shouldn't even say that. I guess it's kind of like here in, you know, the county where Nashville is. Stuff is still, like, 50% capacity, but now they extended this week. Now stuff can stay up until midnight. But, my bro who owns Bombers and Sleeves, there's a club downtown called Bowie's, and it's a rock metal club. He was there a couple of weeks ago, and he was texting me. He's like, dude, this is your home. You need to get your ass down here. He's like, they're rocking, and he seems like pretty full capacity too.
Wow.
So, I mean, stuff's here is pretty open. And we went to a restaurant the other night, and it was like full capacity. Like, I was a little bugged out. Like, people were like all over the place. I was like, whoa, okay. Stuff's getting back to normal.
Yeah, I guess.
Yo, Bay,
like in the Midwest, it's the same thing.
Bay, I got to ask you, because I've never been to Nashville before. How's the food down there?
Okay,
is it way different than up here?
Yes. So here's the thing. So, I started this whole Nashville restaurant review. It's my other thing I'm working on while I'm here. And my girlfriend's Italian from Brooklyn. I'm Italian from South Philly. So we know food, you know? We know fucking food. They don't know food down here.
Yeah.
they have no idea. Like, we took her father out for his birthday to this Italian place a couple weeks ago. They don't know food. They have
How about the chicken? The hot chicken.
You know, I had hot chicken today. Truly, the first time I really had hot chicken today. And it was Hattie B's hot chicken.
That's where we went that time when we saw you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was actually a place that carried. I didn't even realize. I thought it was like this own place's hot chicken. But here they use Hattie B's chicken. So I got Hattie B's. But, yeah, I mean, that was really good. That was really good. It's hot chicken week here this week. A bunch of places are running $7 specials.
What's hot chicken? Is it different than regular chicken? Uh-huh. Or is it just hot?
It's basically like kind of like go to Boston Market and get like a piece of chicken, and it's like breaded, fried, and put into like different stages of hot sauce, like buffalo wings.
Well, yeah, like a glaze or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's not like buffalo wing sauce. It's like a totally, dude. I got the hottest chicken at Hattie B's. I forget what they call it.
But hot.
Dude, I got a really, really high tolerance for that stuff. I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it.
See, I was like, ah, it's so good. Yeah.
I did finish it. I had to, but it was tough. It took me.
Would you regret it the next day? Did it burn when it came out or what?
Yeah.
That's when you know.
That's when you know. Let's see how I make it through. I go, I'm going to hit another place tomorrow and Friday. Let's see how I'm feeling on Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice. I wonder if they're going to keep me updated, but I want to know.
We did a little TikTok video of it today. So I'll send you over the video. Are you guys on TikTok? Are you using TikTok for myself?
No. I can't dance. Yeah. I thought you had to dance to be on TikTok. I don't know. who wants to see a fat guy weeble wobble? Maybe we'll get some hits. I don't know.
There you go. People want to see it. TikTok's like the whole thing now. It's funny. Like a lot of the, like other bands I interview, they're like, you know, and they're telling me, they're like, their management's like on them. Like, you have to get on TikTok. They're like, are you fucking kidding me? They're like, you have to get on TikTok. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. But it's all a whole thing too. Because quite a few of them told me how, you know, the labels are paying TikTok to pump the hits for their artists. So that's the payola now, is TikTok.
Yeah, so it goes viral like the
food. We gotta get on that thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The songs are available on there on TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get confused with Twitter. Fucking confuses me. Like, it's hard to get people to react sometimes, you know, on Twitter. It's really weird. I don't know. Have you ever had that problem with that, Bay, at all? I mean, I have a tough time with that.
You know what? Like, I guess it's like a full time job, like, between Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Like, I really don't get into it because then you got to, like, do specific tweets. And it's like a whole thing.
It's tough,
like,
it's
like a science, like doing Spotify and all that. It becomes a science. Yeah. And, you know, I think. I mean, TikTok is truly the hot thing right now. And it's like their software is truly an amazing piece of work, technology, and you can do a lot with it. I have no idea how to use it. Like, my girlfriend, she does it all. Like, she'll work it. I'm like, I my brain can't handle that no more.
Like, if we have something from the podcast that we think's funny, can we put up a clip of that on TikTok?
Yeah.
That stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe we should do that.
Oh, we got to hit them up, Dane. We got to start making little clips.
Yeah,
we'll be big with the young
people.
Yeah, it's crazy. TikTok's it's a whole thing, but I got to give them credit. Like that, you know, I deleted it off my phone. Like, I would watch it and I would get so disgusted because you either have it's like people dancing or like 40, 50 year old moms like just drinking and bitching about their kids and their husbands. Like it's a weird thing. I was like, I can't watch this. Like
it's all videos, right?
It's all videos. It's all videos.
Dude, but you know what's funny on there?
Tommy Lee. Him and his wife do a lot of funny stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I seen some of that. The craziest thing I think I've seen on TikTok, and I haven't looked at it much. My wife was watching or whatever, was with the stupid thing they were doing when they would have car rolling and they would get out of the car and dance near the car. I can't look at that. I was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at that. I mean, look, I laughed every time, but what a strapper, you know?
Yeah, the car runs them over.
Yeah.
I still
laughed.
Exactly. I did laugh. It was dumb, but funny dumb, you know?
Yeah.
There, believe me, that's the one good thing of all social media. There's a lot of dumb out there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the people love dumb.
Yeah, to make the world go around.
There's a lot of dumb, and there's a lot of cameras always going, so it's good.
It's a good thing I'm not that smart, Damo.
Yeah, right.
So, like, what's so the plan is now? Next single come out in a few weeks. It sounds like. How about speaking of TikTok videos, any videos, any video ideas, lyric videos or anything?
Yeah, we talked about doing that. I would love to do a video for each single. And one thing is I see a lot of bands, like they'll put out the single and the video at the same time, which I think you're kind of like, I don't know. I think you could get more of a reach if you put the single out.
Yeah,
I think if you put the audio out first, and then put like a video out much later down the road, I think you might kind of like, you know,
more shelf life.
Yeah, it gives it more shelf life. Yeah, so
I agree. I mean, hit it with the audio, and then
if you put out both at the same time, one of them's going to not get as much attention as the other. I'd rather watch than listen, unless I'm in the shower or something. I mean, I listen most of my podcasts in the bathroom. I listen to a ton of shit in the bathroom, you know what I mean? I'm taking a shower or whatever. Doing the business, you know? That's fine. I love it.
Oh, too funny.
So
too
yeah, funny. We'll do videos for each song, whether it's a lyric video or an actual video. Bert actually just bought like a green screen and everything, so it's going to be like.
I can't figure it out yet, but I bought it.
he's like Warner Brothers over there.
Yeah. Oh, Jackie Gleason, I got a new idea every day. Ralph Brandon.
You know? Music, Mike movies, Norton, Dame. Podcast. Yeah.
Why not?
Now, how much
got
time?
To get paid.
Yeah. How much time do you think it's going to be between the last single from EP number one and releases of the future EP?
What's that?
How much time do you think would be between the next single, which will be the last single in the first EP, and the first single of the next EP?
Oh yeah, well March will be the first single of the for the second EP next month.
Okay.
Sometime.
Okay, so right into it.
We're gonna go right
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Now is it the EP number two is gonna have any name to it? Is it gonna be Monte Carlo two? You know what I mean? Like,
I got an idea. I got an idea, Dame. I'm going to pitch it to you while we're on the air right now with Bang. Okay, so the first one's called Original Sin. Original meaning kind of one, right? First one. I had a song title written that I never used yet called Super Double Fine. That could be number two. Double. You could use the double, the triple, fucking whatever for the next one.
Right.
Super
triple
Double
for
Fine.
For the 3-1, there you go.
Yeah.
Super Double Fine. I like that name.
Yeah, I say we go with it. That's it. It's a done deal now, right?
That's it.
They said it's good. It's good.
It's carved in stone now.
Super Double Fine.
Super Double Fine.
Wow. Now, how about
yeah.
Have you I'm going to get a little catty, shall we say. We know how musicians can be. It can be a little catty, a little bit of drama here and there. Has there been like any like people upset that you're doing this, or people upset that you haven't asked them to be part of it or play on it? And I'm not asking any names. I'm just saying, have you heard any rumblings?
Nah, I mean, if there is, nobody told me. I don't know about you, Bert, but
nah, nobody cares what I do.
Too funny.
Your friends are the worst. Your friends are the hardest ones to get to listen to this stuff. It's crazy. It's so true. It's crazy.
It's funny, man. Like I see my friends, they do shit. Like I'm the first one to check it out, but some people, they just either they pretend that they don't give a shit, or they're just too preoccupied with their own life. I don't know.
But let me tell you, I've done different. Now it's the Bay Ragged show, but I've done this show basically for 8 years now. And I stopped doing an actual music show where I used to play music and I do a music show every week. But with the things with Spotify and stuff like that, I stopped doing it because they started pulling all the podcasts off Spotify.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people who are friends still reach out to me and say, "Can you play my song on your music show?" And I laugh to myself. I'm like, "Yeah, you've never listened to my show.
You're not paying attention." Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm just like, "Yeah, okay."
Are you still doing the Totally Driven, or did that come into this?
So basically, what happened was, when I restarted this last year down in Nashville, the focus is just like, people want to watch now. And over time, like, the audio podcast and numbers just declined because Facebook Live. And it got to a point where, like, even back when I was still in Philly, I would do a Facebook Live and say, "Hey, tune into my show." And my Facebook Lives were getting more for 5 minutes than it was like my 3-hour live show.
Right.
Yeah. So when I came back last year, I'm like, let's do Facebook Live and do this. And it's, it's all interviews. And my co-host, Nick, he really doesn't take part much in the interviews. It's mostly me. So, and he's working on, he's an author and he's working on a shit ton of stuff. So I'm like, dude, like, no offense. Like, I'm not going to do like Freddie, I'm not going to do the Rock and Ragney show and Toby Gerben and this and that. I'm like, I'm just going to change it to the Bay Ragney show. Still going to cover the same thing. If there's ever any interviews you want to come on and hang out and be part of, you're more than welcome. But, yeah, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, we do a show from time to time where it's just me and him, and we'll get on and we'll just talk about, you know, shit going on in the world and what we're up to and stuff like that. But, you know, that's going to be a separate show. And now I'm doing this Nashville restaurant show too. So
nice, nice. Well, yeah. It's like I was telling Dane, because originally I was going to do a solo thing too. And I'm like, it's so much easier if you just have other people right with you and put it under one umbrella. And that's what kind of Dane did. And I'm cool with the name. I thought the name sounds great. It's easier to say to my name. If we put both of our names, it's confusing. If we just call it Monte Carlo, but we're still together under the same umbrella, we could have 95 people come in and out of the van. We don't have to change it. We can do what we want to do. Because Bay, you played forever too. You play with all these bands, you write all these songs. Something gets weird. These guys break up, and then it's like, now we got 40 fucking songs that I wrote, 50 songs, and they're just sitting there to die.
And you can't do anything.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
I want to play whatever I had a part into, you know? Give credit to whoever, but I want to play. I don't want to waste time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing now, too. Like, you know, we're not getting any younger, you know? And that was when I came here. My whole motto the last year and a half has been the time is now. It's time to make shit happen. And, like, you know, I'm going to be 51 years old in a couple months. Like, I don't have much time left, and I don't have much time to waste. So I got to, like, bust my ass now and make shit happen.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're happy and having fun, man, it's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you, like, Damien's been here in Nashville. I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, I feel like Nashville, like, every part of Nashville I go to, it's very, and I'm a Delco guy, it's very Delaware County to me.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at it, it just all looks like Delaware County. It looks like, you know, maybe Upper Darby or maybe Newtown Square or maybe Swarthmore. It looks like Delaware County to me. And just,
that's,
you know,
I said the downtown, same exact thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And downtown Nashville is just a very small version of Center City Philly.
Right. Yeah. The first time I was ever there, I was like, it reminds me of like Delco or South Jersey. Like,
yeah.
South, you know, we're driving around. Like, it is just, I mean, it just feels like home, you know?
Yeah. It does. It does. Like, I the whole time I've been here, I've never felt like it wasn't home. It's always felt like home. Yeah.
And there's all transplants there anyway. So, you know, Nashville is not like your Dukes of Hazzard Nashville.
No. it's really not. Yeah.
I love that shit, but
there's a lot of Philly people here, man. There really is. It's like, you know, I've been meeting people here and there. It's like, they're like, oh yeah, Philly. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I was in Goodwill today. There was a guy in there wearing a Philadelphia Eagles sweater. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. So future plans. We know it's going to be, you know, single next month. EP number two starts getting pumped out in March. Hopefully some videos. Eventually, when stuff get back to normal, live shows. Anything else that...
Podcast.
Every week we do a new episode. You know, it's on all the there's a video version that we put out on YouTube, and then the audio is on every streaming site. You know, if you listen to your podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartMusic, I don't know, there's a million of them.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. Like, I'm so like sorry and bummed out, like I bailed on you guys, dude. Especially
don't
that
worry
episode.
About it.
Like,
we'll get you on.
It was such a crazy, crazy freaking time, and I was just like, I can't do it. I can't freaking, like, my head was just.
Yeah, we'll get.
We've been there.
We'll get you on. We definitely want to get you on. We definitely want to get you on, Dave.
Yeah, we talk more food.
Yeah, that's the thing we do.
I love it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say trying because it's only been 2 weeks, but I've been trying to cut down on some stuff, trying to slim down a little bit, and all I want to do is talk about food. That's fucking it,
dude. I'll tell you,
for a sandwich,
one of the biggest keys for me was I was a big energy drink drinker. I used to drink two rock stars a day, easy, sometimes more. And Diet Pepsi was my other thing. I used to drink a ton of Diet Pepsi. Since I moved here, I haven't had a drop of either. And wow. I realized that, like, I could see it. Like, first of all, it kills me to look at old pictures of myself. But I look at my face, and I can just see the bloat and water retention. And I think that was a big part of it, from drinking that. It was, like, really retaining so much fluid. And
these energy drinks are – it's like poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do them. I don't do them at all. Yeah, dude. Well, you dropped a lot, man. You dropped a lot.
Yeah.
110, yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's crazy. That's great.
I'm like 235 now, around there.
Wow.
All right. Base tour to me, we're about the same weight. What the fuck? Oh, you skinny guys.
Hey, I'm not that much forward on you.
Shoot. I don't realize how short I am until I look at pictures. I'm like, fuck, I'm short. there might be a height requirement in the band. Nothing over 5'6". Dave, you're not over 5'6".
Five eight.
You fucking be like the Munchkin Land.
Oh, man. Too funny. So... All right, guys. So where should we send everybody? So we know Spotify, the streams are, you know, your average of 10,000 streams a song, which is fucking tremendous. Is it available on iTunes where people can buy copies as well? Or
Yeah. They can buy them on, it's weird. Like if you hit Monte Carlo, like you'll get a lot of Hispanic music. Like you'll get some merengue and Mexican, you know, stuff. But,
we do it all.
We do it all. Yeah, we do merengue. We do, you know, cha cha. We do. Hit Monte Carlo, and if you see it on, you know, Paradise Lost or Hannah or whatever song, it'll take it to the whole page. Spotify is pretty organized. It's really easy to find, but I know the other sites are a little difficult. But you can find it anywhere. You know, Amazon. Apple Music, iTunes, you know,
that's a weird thing. And you brought up something interesting too. Like, and I've noticed that with the Spotify world, like, you know, when you go to search for some bands, like other bands pop up with the same name. And I think to myself, like, what happened to the days of music where a band couldn't release music if there was another band with the same name?
I know. Nobody does research anymore. Right. It's funny. Like, I see so many bands with, like, the same name. It's like, dude, just do a little, like, do a Google search. It takes, like, 2 minutes to see if the band name is used. Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay, I know you got a cool band name, but there's, like, 50 other bands that have been around with that name, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, there's, like, a few different Monte Carlos, but, you know, fuck them. It's my name. you know it's funny, like on Facebook, the Facebook page, they won't let me change it to just Monte Carlo because it's you know, it's a town in Monaco and it's this and that. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Wow. Crazy.
So it's Monte Carlo the band.
Yeah.
But that's all right. So
that works.
People can
fuck it. Yeah.
People find it easier. Make sure they put the band.
Right.
It's not the Spanish band.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the bachata duo or whatever.
We might get more hits though. It might be. Why not? Maybe we could pull in a Maracas song or whatever the fucking thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you before I let you guys go. Bert, what's your favorite song you guys have done so far?
Already recorded or what we're doing now?
Yeah. What that's been released.
I like Fireball a lot. I like Fireball.
That's my favorite.
I like Fireball. Did Dave tell you what that song's about?
Uh-oh. I'm a little scared now.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
I have to send you the lyrics. we're very giving, Ben.
Very Damien, what's your favorite?
The current song is always my favorite, but that's like the PC answer, I guess. But it's probably Paradise Lost. But this one that we're working on now that I'm hoping is going to be the first single, the next one is, it's pretty phenomenal, man. It's probably one of the best, you know, that I've ever been a part of. It's really, really good.
Which one is it? Dave, She Bites?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, She Bites, dude. It's like, it's a mix between, vocally, it's a mix between probably Bon Jovi and I don't know why, but heavier. I don't know if that makes any sense, but heavier. And, yeah, musically, Rick's done some cool stuff, and it's I can't wait. That, we got a song called She's Just, well, we're going to call it 666 is another song, and it's more like a kind of song you put in the car and you just go to. It's like one of those songs.
Yeah, it's like a sleazier, you know, dirty rock song, you know. It's in line with, like, Fireball, I think, you know, the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Can't wait to hear it. We'll have to hang out again and do this again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll do it. We'll do it every few months.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll catch up.
We'll get the hot chicken. I gotta get the. We'll get it. I'll import it. The hot chicken.
Well, you know,
I'm part of the gang.
just bring your asses down here and let's go.
I saw you post last week about the podcast, the convention that you do.
Oh yeah, Rockin' Pod.
Rockin' Pod. I told you, we should get down there for August. It's I always wanted to go. It seemed like a pretty cool thing.
It's crazy. I've gone and done their show a few times since I've been down here, and they're great, great fucking guys, Chris and Aaron. And like, I was already like cooking in my head, like I wish I could talk them into like, you know, bringing like fucking Rat Rod down here, or bringing you guys. You know what I mean? Like having some fucking boys down there. Yeah.
Yeah, but they do have bands to play.
Yeah, Friday night they have. He's having a concert. And then he'll probably do another one. Like the convention will be Saturday, and then he'll do another one Saturday night. And, it'll be cool.
Yeah.
What's it like? Do they have a bunch of tables set up and stuff like that, like a regular convention? Yeah.
Yeah. So the one that they didn't do one last year because of everything, but the year before, there was probably about 20 tables set up of podcasters, and we were, they have all their celebrities there, and they're going table to table, and you get like 10 minutes with each person. And I broadcasted live for 6 hours that day. Crazy. Yeah. And then they had like vendors and stuff selling, you know, albums or merch and stuff like that. It's cool. It's like a regular little rock convention.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Then they have like
very cool.
Q&As throughout the whole day too, on stage going on too. So it's cool.
Yeah,
nice. You might have to look into it, Damo.
Yeah,
absolutely. Check it out. Definitely something to look.
You don't have to twist my arm to go to Nashville.
I've never been there.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know what too? Like, if you go, like now is the time. Like, I feel like I haven't done it, but I feel like now's the time. If you want to go, like hit the honky tonks and stuff like that, now's the time because it's not too crowded.
Right.
Otherwise,
yeah,
you know,
I mean.
When it's normal time, you know, Damien, it's a fucking zoo down there, and you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, but by the time of that convention in August, it might be, you know, almost back to normal by that point, hopefully.
Right. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll all be walking around like this.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Plugs you want to throw out there, plug the podcast, plug the band, plug it all.
The podcast is Mixtapes and Tasty Cakes. I think we forgot to mention that, but find us on Facebook. We post out, you know, all the links for the podcast, you know, a few times a week. So
yeah, and the thing with the podcast, if you don't like what we're talking about, there's always something at the end. So even if you're not into, like, if you're doing an Iron Maiden one, the last half an hour is usually different kind of fun stuff. So if you're not into the subject, still give it a shot. Even if we fast forward to the end, that's fine. And just get a chance, you know, it's more of our personality once we get into that aspect of it, you know?
Nice. Yeah, the second half we'll do like 10 stupid questions or, you know, we'll talk about
stupid stuff.
Yeah, it's just dudes hanging out, being retarded, you know, being ridiculous, you know.
That's always the best.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Cool. And we already said it. Spotify and iTunes and all that, the streaming places, and then MP3 places, it's all out there.
Yep.
Cool. Guys, thanks so much. I hope you guys can come down. That would be fucking amazing if you guys could come down here for all this. That would be great.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, so we'll definitely look into it. Hey, thank you so much for having us, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm not fucking blowing smoke or anything. I truly love what you guys are doing. I love the fucking music. I'm really enjoying it, and I'm, you know, I get very hyped up and happy and excited to see what you guys are putting out next. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I like it pops up in my little email, Release Radar, Monte Carlo. I'm like,
oh yeah, fuck. Wow. That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
Want to see you soon. We're gonna get you on soon.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Let's do it. Let's hang.
Awesome. Thank you, Bang.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Everybody, there they are. Damien and Bert, Monte Carlo. Check them out. Spotify, everywhere. And mixtapes and tasty cakes. And bring some tasty cakes and always if you come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Bring a case
maybe
back.
some of those fresh pretzels or something like that, you know?
You're not getting that down here either. Nah. I was actually, it's funny, like one of the things I was thinking about doing was opening up a Philly pretzel factory down here. My cousin, you know, from South Philly is like, oh, he kept calling me up. He's like, oh, cuz, he's like, you know, what do you need? You know, I'll send the water. He's going, I'll send, what do you need? I'll send it from Philly. I'm like,
you'll make a killing.
Yeah, exactly. Make a killing, but he ain't sending fucking water down here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Too funny. All right, guys. I'll talk soon, and let's do it again.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, mate. Take care, bud.
You too.